Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is July 25th, 2016, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and today's show, The Healing Soul. Your host, Mary Beth Rombeck-Nelson, is an author, spiritual teacher, Reiki master, Reiki teacher, and an intuitive. She enjoys giving readings and teaching classes, lectures, and seminars in both Michigan and abroad. Her goal is to teach you some intuitive techniques to open up your third eye while incorporating wellness and oneness. Her topic for today is how to relax and enjoy the little things in your life. So without further ado, I give you your host, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Courtney. Yes, today we're going to talk about how to just relax and enjoy the little things in your life and to slow down. And there's so many different ways to do this. And it's just making a conscious choice to enjoy yourself and to choose happiness. Even out of the little things, even if you've had a really crummy day and aren't feeling well, those little things that make you happy throughout the day, really be grateful for, and it will increase your mood. And I know for myself, one of the best ways to relax is through exercise. And, you know, not everybody likes to exercise, but, you know, even if you walk or jog or, you know, garden, just getting out and in nature or even in the air conditioning in your house and moving your body and getting those good endorphins going will help you afterwards feel more relaxed and you'll sleep better. And, of course, meditation is on the top of my list as always to just relax and, you know, quiet down and have, you know, a journal of gratitude, what you're grateful for in your life, because even when you're going through a difficult time, you always have things that you can be grateful for and have appreciation that you have friends and family and, you know, we all work and we've got kids and we've got busy lives, but take time with friends, even if it's just once a month, to call them up and plan something or just to touch base and keep in touch with them and find out how their life is going, and you can share how your life is going and really listen and be a good friend, and you'll have a good friend. So it's just little ways to enjoy your life and have more meaning in your life and not just have it be another day and, oh, you're so busy and you don't ever slow down to really, you know, it's like that drive to work sometimes. You don't even realize how you got there, which is scary, but we're just on autopilot so much, and we're always on our phone, and we're always checking our emails or our Facebook or our Instagram, and just to get away from that for a couple hours a day and put it in another room and leave it. You know, the world won't stop by you not being connected for 2 hours a day. Obviously, if you could do more, it would be better, because you don't always have to be multitasking, because really when you're multitasking, you're not totally concentrating in the moment that you're living. And paying attention, especially if you go out with friends and you go to lunch, just enjoying a lunch with them and putting the phone in your purse and not pulling it out on the table and looking down. You know, really look at the person that you're with and enjoy that moment and relax calm down a little bit. And, you know, a great way is just eating a meal to relax and enjoy, you know, a simple meal. I try to eat a family meal once a week. And, you know, with everyone's crazy schedules, I think that's doable for anyone listening to have, you know, a home-cooked meal and have no cell phones or no TV on or no distractions in the background and just enjoy each other's conversation and truly listen to what's going on in your family's lives. And it's a great way to connect. And if you can do it more than once a week, great. But I just think it's a reasonable goal to have a once a week rule where, you know, even if you're going to go do something after, you have to eat meals together. I have a 16-year-old son that's always gone now that he can drive, but it's like once a week we sit down and have a family meal and just talk. And, you know, another great way to relax and enjoy life is just to take a nature hike. I mean, Michigan is so beautiful that we have so many different lakes that you can drive to and so many nice natural parks that we have around. And we've got that little window of summer where we can enjoy it and, you know, part of the fall. That, you know, even if it's really hot during the day, once the sun goes down, you can go out and bike the trails or take a nature hike. Or even if you have an organic garden in your backyard, or if even if you live in an apartment and you have, you know, a window that gets sun or a little patio that you can put a few plants out, it just connects you back with nature and you appreciate the little things in life more. And your food tastes so much better when you grow your own herbs. And yoga is another great way. You know, once a week I do yoga. I wish I had time to do more. But it just gets your body balanced, your chakras, and it's totally relaxing and just the stretching. It's almost like a meditation for me. I light a candle and do a 30-minute yoga session. And they, you know, there's so many different videos and CDs that you can get for yoga that you can find one that if you're beginner or advanced, or one of the yoga studios locally, support them and join and see if they have classes that you could go to once a week. And, of course, balancing your chakras is a really good way to relax and get in tune and clear out anything that are blocking your energy and making you feel tired or weighed down or stressed. So once you balance your chakra system, you really feel relaxed and you can let go of those troubles and the stress that's been bothering you. And we'll go through a little quick meditation for balancing your chakras in a minute. And, of course, getting a Reiki session from a certified Reiki person is a great way to relax, and they can pull out the stress in your physical, emotional, and spiritual body and realign and balance your chakras. And I haven't been able to in a long time, but getting a massage is a great way to have the stress just released from your body. So if you have time, even once a month, to get a Reiki session or a massage, that's really a great stress reliever, and you deserve it. And there's so many deals, you know, and totally so many local people that you can go to get this and treat yourself and just relax, and you'll enjoy your week so much better. So for balancing your chakras, you know, if you don't have time to go to somebody else, you can totally do this yourself. Just sit in a chair in a quiet room, and I always light a candle, and sit with your palms up on your lap. And we're going to go through all the seven chakras, and we're going to start at the root chakra. So you're sitting there with your feet on the floor and your palms up. And for your root chakra, which is your physical body and your survival, which is at the base of your spine, you're going to envision red for your root chakra. And you're going to envision a spinning red wheel that's clear and calm. And this red is filling you from the bottom of your feet through your calves, through your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your heart, your chest, your shoulders, your throat, your third eye, and out the top of your head and up and down your spine. And you see the red going through you. And so now your root chakra is clear. You've released stress and it's free. And now you're going to move to an area just above, which is your sacral chakra, which deals with your emotional body. And this time you're going to release the stress, and you're going to think of your creativity, and you're going to envision the orange coming up through your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your heart, your throat, your shoulders, your third eye, and out the top of your head. And you're going to envision the orange just filling your entire body and going up and down your spine. And know that now your sacral chakra is completely balanced and whole. And next, we're going to go to the navel. the solar plexus, which deals with your mental body. And you're going to envision power and what an empowered soul you are. And you're going to envision the yellow coming up through the bottom of your feet, your calves, your thighs, your hips, your solar plexus region, your belly button, your chest, your heart, your shoulders, your throat, your third eye. And you're going to see the yellow coming out the top of your head and going up and down your spine and filling your whole body. And just knowing that you're completely balanced and your just knowingness is increasing with your solar plexus, and you're going to follow those gut feelings that you have because it's guiding you on what's right for you. Next, we're going to move up to the heart chakra, which deals with the astral body. In the heart chakra, we see green and pink, and we're dealing with love and relationships. And we're going to envision the green and pink coming up through the bottom of our feet, our calves, our thighs, our hips, our stomach, our chest, our heart. And we're going to see green and pink filling our shoulders, our throat chakra, our third eye, our crown chakra. And we're going to envision the pink just filling our entire body and feel the love for yourself. And you're balanced and you're whole. Next, we're going to go to the throat chakra, which is blue, dealing with our etheric body and our communication. And we're going to fill our body with the blue, just as we've done before, up our feet, filling our calves, our thighs, our hips, our stomach, our chest, our shoulders, our throat, our third eye, out the crown chakra. Just feel the blue. Peace, calm, and serenity go through your entire body and up and down your spine now and be completely balanced and whole. Next, we're going to go to our celestial body, our third eye, which is purple in our intuition. We're going to see our third eye opening. We're going to envision purple coming up through the bottom of our feet, our calves, our thighs, our hips, our stomach, our chest, our shoulders, our throat, our third eye. See the purple go up and down our spine, directly out the top crown chakra, connecting to our higher self, coming back down through our entire body. See your third eye open and know that your intuition is growing right now. Next, we're going to go to our etheric body, our crown chakra, which is white and gold and silver, connecting us to our higher self and our spirituality. We're going to fill our entire body with white and see it go up and down our spine from the bottom of our feet, our calves, our thighs, our hips, our stomach, our chest, our shoulders, our throat, our third eye, and through our crown chakra, meeting our higher self, gold and silver, and the white, coming back down through our chakras, completely balancing us, feeling the universal wisdom that's available for us to tap into, feeling peaceful, calm, and spiritually connected. You're completely whole, you're completely balanced, and you're completely relaxed to start your week. So this is something that you can do on a daily basis, and it's just a really great way to relax yourself. I like to do it in the morning and start your day. And it only takes a few minutes. And it just makes you feel, you know, you can say, you know, I'm releasing the stress when you start and offer all your stress and your anxiety up. And just know that it's leaving your body and you're replacing it with balance and wholeness. So we went through the seven bodies that connect with our chakras that help us relax and have gratitude and enjoy life more. So our physical body connects with our root chakra. And, you know, our bodies are our sensations, our pleasure and our pain. And then our sacral connects to our emotional body, where our emotions are felt and processed. And then we go to our solar plexus, which is our mental body, where we deal with our thoughts and our opinions. And then our astral body is a subtle body at the realm of consciousness that connects the dimension of matter and the dimension of spirit. And our heart chakra is connected to our astral body. And then our etheric body is the realm of pure thought and where we can manifest pure sound. And our aura is a spiritual copy of our body. And this is our throat chakra. And then we have our celestial body, which our celestial body is where visualization and intuition and clairvoyance, clear seeing, and this is our third eye chakra, the opening and connecting with our celestial body. And then our crown chakra connects to our Keithrick body, and our Keithrick body is our soul's knowledge and connectedness to our God consciousness and our spiritual path. So connecting with universal wisdom and connecting with your soul to feel at peace, to be guided, and to feel whole. So it's a great way to relax. It's a great way to connect to your higher purpose and your soul's path in this lifetime from all of your chakras and all of your celestial bodies and really connecting with you and knowing that you're whole and complete just as you are. And once you feel that confidence, you can relax and really enjoy life more because you do have that confidence. You know how to connect to your higher self, and you're really conditioning yourself to reconnect on a regular basis instead of just, you know, running around doing your daily activities, going to bed and getting up and doing it again. So it's just a simple exercise or little chakra meditation that you can balance yourself on a daily basis and have intention and increase your intuition and your knowingness and be more connected with your higher self. And it's just a really simple way to achieve this. So, Courtney, do we have any callers or any questions?
Well, we do have callers listening, and you are more than welcome to call in with a question on the topic at 646-378-0378. Can you talk a little bit about how the chakras actually relate to relaxation? How are the chakras important when it comes to relaxing the body, the mind, and the spirit?
Well, it connects us on every single level, from a physical level to a spiritual level, to a connection of our higher self. And it's the centers, you know, in our body that correlate with the different planes and dimensions and our connection to manifestation in our life, relaxation, feeling balanced, releasing fear, releasing negativity, unblocking ourselves in so many ways. If you have a block in your throat chakra, your communication isn't going to be as clear. So it really relates to every aspect of our life and spirituality, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, connecting to our higher self, to universal wisdom.
And is there a way that you believe that your angels and your guides and your spirits can actually help you achieve relaxation in your life?
I know they can, and, you know, I always ask my angels and guardian angels to help me with everything that I do during the day. And if you're having a particularly bad day, my angel Gabriel is always with me, and I always ask extra help from either Gabriel or Michael to help guide me on what I should be doing if I'm having an issue or a problem or need guidance. And I always feel relief after that. And, you know, just the act of asking them and then just being peaceful and knowing that they're going to come and help you. So do you ask your angels, Courtney, on a regular basis for help?
I ask my angels on a regular basis. But I find that I tend to ask my angels for more, I guess, of the serious things. Does that make sense? Like if it's a serious
thing. Right, the crucial moments in life.
And I tend to talk to my ancestors or my spirit guides more for the day-to-day things, to kind of help me through more of the simplistic things. But I tend to talk to my angels for more serious things, like, okay, I really have a health issue that's affecting my stress level. That's a serious. Whereas if it's, I got a flat tire and it's affecting my stress level, I'll talk to my spirit guides. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And then, you know, colors are so important in visualization and manifesting. And when I started the show today, I lit a pink candle. And I always say sending out healing love to everyone. So to me, the pink candle, when you light the pink candle, you're sending healing love to anyone listening that needs it today, and even to our global world, sending healing love. And just the lighting, you know, you can light candles with an intention, and then when you blow the candle out, you know, thank the ascended masters and spirit guides and angels for sending that healing love.
Now, do you find that you tend to work with certain colors to achieve certain outcomes? Because I've actually heard that most people are inclined to work with or wear blue because it's a calming color.
Well, I believe that is true. Blue is definitely calming, and, the different stones. I know you enjoy working with the stones, and I believe it's the lapis is the blue, and I wear that too. I mean, you can wear crystals, you can light candles of that color, but I definitely agree that certain colors have a biochemical reaction in your body that you associate with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do work with crystals, and the bluer and the purple are tend to be calming stones. Chrysocolla, rainforest jasper, ocean jasper, blue agate, those are some of the most calming, peaceful stones on the planet.
And everybody can use that. So it's, you know, in our stressful lives and just dealing with day-to-day stressors, it definitely helps to just, you know, mentally connect with a piece of jewelry or holding it in your hand or the lighting of a candle just for relaxation. And sometimes just let it go, let the problem go, and visualize it leaving you, and you can replace it with visualizing like I did earlier with the color just going through you, and just have that peace, calm, and serenity, and know that you're whole and you've let it go.
Now, I know this is a tricky subject, but I do think it kind of applies. I know that there's a lot of people out there that deal with a lot of level of stress and have a very hard time relaxing on a daily basis. And I'm sure some of your listeners are even, you know, asking the question of, you know, when does it come to a point where maybe they should be talking to a professional or somebody on that level?
I really feel like when it affects your appetite, when it affects your sleep, and when it affects your day-to-day life in your relationships to a point where it's a breaking point. So if you don't have an appetite, or if you're compulsively eating, or if you can't sleep, or the opposite, if you're sleeping all the time, that's definitely time to make an appointment and get referred to a professional.
Awesome. Well, thank you for answering that. Is there any other recommendations you have for relaxation? I know you gave out a lot in the beginning, but is there any more recommendations that you would give of things that people could actually do on a daily basis to find that or to kind of come to a sense of peace that might be more of a spiritual technique or an intuitive technique or something along those lines?
Right. And, you know, I the thousands of readings that I've given throughout the years, you know, I always recommend exercise because it releases the good endorphins. It's good for your heart. It's good for your body. But so many people are like, I don't like exercise. But just simply going for a walk after work if you have a pet. And if it's hot, just go after the sun goes down. Just that simple act of grounding yourself and, you know, looking at nature and looking at the sky or sitting in your backyard on the patio, you know, looking at the moon and the stars, And just observing natural beauty really has a relaxing effect on anyone. I mean, even if someone's going through a really, really hard time, there's simple things. The hardest thing is to start a pattern and do it. Because, you know, you can talk about it, but once you start, you know, doing it and say, okay, I'm going to dedicate myself to doing yoga once a week. And if you find out you don't like yoga, then go for a walk. You know, just go through and figure out what you're drawn to and what you enjoy. And do more of that, because it's going to bring a happier person back to the rest of the week to deal with your stress. And you're going to handle it and react to it in a much more relaxed and balanced way. So I personally exercise and I meditate every single day. Even if I don't have time, I'll do a shorter meditation or a shorter workout of some kind.
That's definitely a great recommendation, especially now with the Pokemon Go game out.
Well, I have seen neighborhood children that, you know, I haven't seen for years that are now walking around the block and through my park, and I was like, wow, you know, and it's because of the Pokemon, which is wonderful that the kids are out there, and even some of the adults are doing it, and they're moving. So,
yeah.
Whatever it takes to get you moving.
Yeah. Would you like to take a short break so we can do your announcements?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. Well, if you're listening live or you're just tuning in, you're listening with the Healing Soul on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Upcoming events include Mary Beth's self-help books are available on Amazon.com. You can search on Amazon under Mary Beth Romnack Nelson, or you can actually go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and go click on the Healing Soul page, and all of her books are listed there. Mary Beth has openings for readings and Reiki. Give her a call to schedule an appointment to learn your future and heal your past. You can schedule your reading or appointment by calling her at 734-890-8581. Mary Beth's next Reiki Masterclass certification will be on August 20th at noon. Her Reiki 1 class certification will be on August 27th at noon, and her Reiki 2 class certification will be on August 28th at noon. And if you would like to register for those classes, you can contact her by phone or email her to register at mb@thehealingsoul.org. For more information and to listen to Mary Beth's archive shows, please visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com and click on The Healing Soul. You can also connect with her by website or phone at 734-890-8581 or her website, www.spiritualintuitivemb.com. We also want to highly recommend that you go and join her fan club at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can actually ask her questions and connect to her personally and let us know how you like the show. And now I give you back to your host, Mary Beth.
Thank you so much, Courtney. And we're back with The Healing Soul. My name is Mary Beth Rombach Nelson. So today we're talking about ways to relax and enjoy the little things in life. And, you know, we live such a busy life, as I said earlier, but just committing yourself to make a change, to do things that will help you to relax and commit it to your schedule and make a new pattern for yourself, be it exercise or yoga, growing an organic garden that you can use, you know, fresh vegetables in your cooking, and eating a healthy meal with your family once a week, and putting the phones away and just slowing down and enjoying life at a more spiritual and deeper level. And, you know, part of that is letting go of your stress and all of your past stress. You know, offer it up and go to the beach or go to the lake and dip your toes in the water and just say that I'm being renewed now. Sit and enjoy the sunset, you know, just enjoy nature and allow the peace to come in. Peace is freedom. Peace is self-reliance. Peace is pure love. Peace is joy. Peace is knowing who you are. And peace is loving yourself. So So the possibilities are really limitless and infinite in your choices and in your making. You are an empowered soul, and you can reach new heights in your life. You just need to choose to and go for it and have gratitude. I have a little saying out of my book, Thank You, God, for Today, which was my first book on domestic violence. It was a self-help book, and it's Thank You, God, for Today. Thank You, God, for the quiet. Thank You for the peace. Thank You, God, for my life. Thank You for giving me the strength to leave. Thank You, God, for giving me back to me. So just love yourself first and know that you're whole and complete. And if you have past hurts that you're holding and that's blocking you from having your heart chakra balanced, forgive yourself and allow your mistakes to be in the past. Feel the joy of the present moment and just move forward in your life, knowing that you've learned from your different experiences that you've had and that your soul is continually growing. And let that healing, you know, take place. Once you acknowledge your mistakes and you can write down what you've learned from them and have that aha moment, that you can really grow and go places that you never would have gone. So just allowing the healing to slowly happen and to think about the things that you are doing right in your life and pat yourself on the back and say an affirmation, my life is getting better every day that I'm alive. Incorporate meditation or exercise in your routine so that you know that you'll do it. And just let that relaxation flood over you. Enjoy your pets and your dogs. They're always so happy to see you. And just know that you're already whole and you're beautiful, your body, your mind, and your soul, and you connect to your universal wisdom, to your higher self, to your guides, to your angels, to your archangels, to the ascended masters. You can simply have the intention and the thought, and you are connected. You are an empowered soul. So just knowing that gives you the confidence and the peace that you're completely whole under yourself. You have the power. You are an empowered soul. You just need to realize it, and that there literally is nothing to fear. And once you forgive yourself and forgive others, it's very freeing, and you can relax and listen to your soul and just enjoy yourself at a deeper level, from a soul level, and just feeling more connected. And, you know, all religions have different beliefs, but definitely in my life, being Catholic, the Holy Spirit has always been a guiding force in my life, helping me through tough times and guiding me. And I always envision the Holy Spirit as a white, luminescent light that just fills me with peace, calm, and serenity. So, you know, really find what works to relax yourself, and do more of it. And like I said, when I started the show, I lit a pink candle. I send healing love from the healing soul to anyone listening that needs healing physically, emotionally, or spiritually. I want to send healing love out to the United States and globally to heal our world and our society from all its hurts and to find peace again in this lifetime. And I always make an affirmation for each show. And the affirmation for today is, I offer up all my stress and anxiety. I allow peace to flow through me. I feel completely relaxed. I'm whole and complete as I am. I enjoy the present moment. I know good things are coming my way. Relaxation floods me. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, I am completely relaxed and whole. I believe I receive, and I'm so very grateful. So having gratitude in your life and appreciating the small things that people do for you on a daily basis, getting back to nature, and just really having gratitude for the simple things in life, you know, finding a meditation that works for you, and just be silly and enjoy life and have fun and let yourself go. Don't be so guarded that you're afraid to act silly again, because once you get into that happy place, it's really a choice to go there every day to play with your kids or to play with your dog or do something fun and silly, because spirituality just reveals to us that we're really one with everything, being with nature. Compassion, empathy, and love just ooze out of us for all humanity and for nature to be one and connecting with your higher self. So the wonders of the universe are really in our grasp through our manifestation, our intention, and just balancing ourselves every day to really connect with that universal wisdom and that universal guidance that is available for you on a daily basis. Again, you can do the meditation, the chakra balancing meditation, visualizing the different colors and balancing yourself. You can use gemstones or candles and really connect to God consciousness and universal wisdom every day. And just know that you are an empowered soul, and connecting with your soul self and your spiritual side through meditation or exercise or sound will just increase your soul's messages for you. And it will balance you and make you a happier and healthier person for your body, mind, spirit, and soul to get in tune and in vibration with the universal wisdom that's available to all of us just at the asking. And how cool is that? So our subconscious mind changes and becomes one in the vibration of nature and getting back in tune in the quiet moments of our life that help us relax and be more aware and affect everything that we do in our work life, our personal life, and our spiritual life. So just knowing that all you have to do is ask your angels and your guides and ascended masters to help you relax, slow down, and know what's right for you on a daily basis. So I always pull an angel card. And the angel card for today is the angel of glory. I sing praise and glory to the source of all life. So just knowing that you're whole and that you're complete already and that you have this great team of spirits, spirit guides, angels, archangels, ascended masters, God, universal wisdom, the Holy Spirit, that are available to help and guide you every day, and that you can get anything through anything that you're facing, and that you can be balanced and whole and complete on every level. And knowing that this universal source is connected to you and through you is a very empowering feeling and knowing that comes over your life, that really you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. So I want to thank you for listening to The Healing Soul, and I'm sending you all healing love, and thank you for listening. Goodbye for now. Mary Beth Rombach Nelson. Thank you. Bye.